with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Miss Candy Burris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. You look great, dear.
Thank
so nice
you.
To see you. So let me tell you, I actually saw, I believe it was the first or second season, or maybe the first two seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
So I saw when you
first came on
the show, and I really liked your energy. You were cool.
Thank
trying
you.
To stay out of the drama. I remember you were recording.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was a season after.
No,
something
season.
About you rise above the haters.
You fly
or
above.
I fly above. I know, right? Wow. So things have changed now. You've been in there how many seasons now? So 9 seasons in.
8. Because
yes,
I came
eight,
in on
eight
season.
Of those 8 of those 9 seasons.
Yes, yes. I've been there for a long time now. I would have never thought I would be on there this long.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Since then, I met my husband doing the show.
Congratulations.
Because he was a producer on the show.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
So you met at work.
Yes. Now I'm married and we have a son. He's just turned 1. So life has changed a lot.
Wow. And how old is your little girl now?
Oh, she's 14. Now she's recording this Sunday on this Sunday's episode. She's going to be recording a song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at that. It went by like that, huh?
Yeah, Riley. Yeah, she's doing her own music. She's 14 years old.
Do you feel, good for her, do you feel you've been portrayed accurately?
I mean, for the most part. I mean, you know, you get little moments where you feel like, you know, certain drama that, you know, people like, why is she telling everything? And it's like, well, come on, like, they obviously, when we get together, they expect us to talk about what happened in the prior scene. You know, how can the story keep going if you never have a conversation about it? So it's like, you know.
So if everyone kind of knows how the game is played, do you still get really mad?
Because oh, yeah. Yeah, this year I have been mad lots of times.
Because you were really good about staying out of the drama. So now are you embracing the drama?
Year, well, it's not that I wanted to embrace the drama. It's just like the drama keeps coming to me.
The drama embraced you.
It embraced me.
Yes.
This year as far as drama is concerned, I feel like I've been involved in every piece of drama that happened, except for like one situation with one of the other castmates and her boyfriend.
Right. So your sexuality has been called into question.
Right.
The
now.
Rumors about that. What
yes.
are you trying to say? That you're playing for both teams?
Oh, yeah. What they said was that I was a lesbian waiting to come out the closet. Yeah.
Who started that rumor?
Well, now that I've got to see the show, I know that it was Phaedra and Portia. But during taping, I never knew that Phaedra was a part of the conversation.
Right.
It just was brought back to me that Portia was. So the big arguments that are going to happen are going to be between Portia and I. But
why'd they start that? Because there's just not fans?
No, I have no idea. I mean, because like, okay, first of all, I'm very open about sex and sexuality. I mean, I have Bedroom Candy, which is an adult toy line. I don't know if you know that part.
Oh, dang, you did change that season I saw
and
you.
I have Candy Coated Nights, which is an online talk show where we talk about sex. So
what?
Everybody knows that. It's not like, you know, a secret. Like, you know, I've dabbled in the lady pun before. But it's not a secret. I've openly said it.
You just explored.
So, yeah.
You ain't trying to go fishing there.
I'm married. You know, so
you didn't build a house by the pond.
Right. You didn't build a house.
You just went on vacation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I went on vacation.
Okay,
anyway, that was a good one. Yeah. But no, the thing is, I never understood where this was coming from because it's like I've already talked to the girls about it. So I didn't understand why they said I'm in the closet. I didn't get that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And on top of that, it's like Portia has 2. So I'm like, why are you, because hers is secret, mine isn't. So why would you put that out there if you didn't want your business in the street?
Is that still a secret? Because it's not now.
Not anymore. Okay.
Not anymore. But my thing is, I just hate when people are hypocrites when it comes to stuff like that. It's like, to me, if you don't even talk about it if you don't want people to talk about your tea. Like, don't go spilling tea that you feel like it's, ooh, you know, if you do the same thing.
Right.
You know, or done the same thing or whatever.
Right, exactly. No one likes a hypocrite. Is it impossible to avoid drama on these shows? It's pretty much impossible.
It is
right?
very. I mean, it's impossible.
Also, why would they have you on the show then? Otherwise, right?
Exactly. And it's funny because people always say, "Oh, you know, those shows are so much drama." But if there were no drama, people would not watch. And let's be honest about
right.
it.
That's why I get. That's why it's surprising that you all really do get mad knowing that. I thought it'd be more like a wink. Okay, you know what's up. Let's play this game.
Well, no, because
then people really get upset.
No, because people are, I mean, each woman on the show, they're all going through their own individual, you know, things.
Everybody's got issues, sure.
Yeah, but sometimes when people want to attack your issues or attack you and go low, you know what I'm saying? It's like people take low blows, you know, whether, okay, like, you know, last week, everybody knows that Kenya Moore has had issues. Her mother hasn't been in her life. So when she got in an argument with another Marlo, another woman on the show, Marlo was like, "Oh, that's why your mom doesn't even want you." Oh. You know, stuff like that is like,
is it? You know, they just go for the jugular, as opposed to they could have kept it surface.
Yeah,
but then they go to so there's like rules. They cross the line.
Yeah, everybody,
that's out of pocket right there.
Yeah, so everybody has crossed the line at different points, and it just makes things worse and worse because it's like once you cross the line with me, then I'm crossing the line with you, and it just gets worse.
So you're
worse
not one to
worse.
Instigate. You're one just to...
Once you get started with me, because that's what happened with me. Like, not this season, but the two seasons prior, you know, people were taking jabs at me, taking jabs at my family. And I was like trying to be cool about it, laid back. But going into this season, I was like, look, I'm letting their asses have it. You come at me, you catching it every time. Yeah. And
Well, good so for you. Good
do you think too. Because you avoided the drama for so long, that's why they went after you now?
I don't know, because it's so weird. It's like, I don't even understand it. Like, okay, I know for Phaedra and I, you know, we used to be really cool, you know, and it was like a situation where I think maybe misunderstandings happen between two people that, you know, are good friends or whatever or cool, when you're on TV, it can turn into something else because, you know, they're having you discuss it with the other castmates.
Right.
And then you may say something that hurts that person's feelings or whatever. And so then they start saying stuff about you and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah,
I know with Phaedra and I, we have, this is built up between she and I. It's like it's just gotten worse over time. Whereas with Portia, I didn't even understand why she and I are
at
this place.
You were tripping on Portia. What happened?
Because I feel like she kind of just embedded herself in the middle of the drama between Phaedra. Yeah, it's like, why are you here? Like, why are you even talking? Like, you and I shouldn't even be having problems right now. You just trying to take up for somebody else. It's like, it's not unnecessary. Don't even get in it.
Right. No, I'm with you. I'm with that philosophy. That's fascinating. So what's up with Nene and Kim possibly coming back? What are you hearing?
I don't know. Like, this is the time of year where they start casting people and they start you know, I guess as the network and production, they start figuring out what they want to do for the following season. But we have no say so in that. So it's not like they talk to us about it or tell us, yeah, we're thinking about bringing back this person. They don't tell us anything. The most we get asked is, do you know anybody who you think would be great for the show? So like new people, we may be able to suggest some people. Mm-hmm. That's about it. As far as who they decide, who they want to bring, I don't know.
This is another thing I remember from watching the show. This tripped me out. I never saw this before. The dudes that were gay on the show, Big Brothers, they wear high heels.
Wait, what?
Right?
You're
Am I right?
Talking about Derry J and Lawrence Washington, who's now on, he's on.
Do they got their own show?
Lee Daniels' new show, Star.
Really?
Lawrence is a character on the new show Star. Yeah.
Oh, wow,
and
look
he's
at
doing
that.
Really great on that show.
Good for him.
And then they
he
also
was an actor or that just
Yes. Well, I mean, he never, I guess never had the opportunity. We came from the same performing arts high school, so I knew that he sang and he acted and he did those things, but doing the show with Lee Daniels has allowed him to, you know, show his talents
good
to the world.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah,
no,
it's
but
awesome.
My point is I'd never seen
guys wear high heels
before on TV like big dudes.
You told us like weeks ago you wore high heels
but
on a TV show.
That's just like for fun and for a trip. No. But these dudes, am I right? Like big dudes.
They did this on pumps. Like on the regular.
On the regular, like walking, they were going to Starbucks. They were rocking high heels. It was, and I was like, and nobody said anything. It was just like,
Derek.
Right, am I right?
Yeah, you're right. But they also had the other show, Fashion Queens on Bravo. And that was like for a few seasons. where they kind of like, you know, talked about fashion.
Yeah.
That just seems like they're overcomplicating their walking.
Well, no, it was, like, they were getting around good, but that was the only franchise from the thing where I saw that guy go, oh, and they acted like nothing, never addressed it.
like it was never brought up.
So
it
do
was
people
just...
kick it like that in Atlanta, really?
Well, I mean...
like the gay community?
There's some men in the gay community who like to wear, you know, heels and different things.
And like big dudes, heavy dudes.
You know, it's like, what I've learned is it's so, you know, you can't put people in a box. So say, for instance, I don't want to just say the gay guys in Atlanta, because it's like it's some very masculine men who would never do that. It's some guys who are not as masculine, but they don't want to totally, you know, they're not transgender or anything like that. But they like to, you know, dabble in women's clothing sometimes. Yeah. And so they mix it up.
I just tripped out because no one ever acknowledged it. It was just like a very common thing. You know what I mean? They just hung out.
Well, you know, I mean, people are more open in Atlanta. Yeah. I will say that. Because, you know, I hear people say all the time, oh, it's so many gay people in Atlanta. No, it's a lot of honest people in Atlanta, because it's going around everywhere. It's going down, whether you know it or not. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So it's just some people are just more open with who they are.
So the community's very open.
Yeah, they're open.
That's cool. That's cool. No,
who started the rumor that you had a sex dungeon?
Porsche.
Dang, a straight dungeon? First of all, I would have been impressed if anybody just had a dungeon, period. Any kind of dungeon. Who's got a dungeon?
Specifically a sex dungeon.
Sex dungeon's next level.
That one right there was hilarious to me. I was like, did she really just make up that I had a sex dungeon?
And that's, you know, tight.
Yeah, it's too much. Like,
man, that's killer.
I was like, okay, you're doing the most right now.
Yeah. Hey, your Throwback Thursday pick last week was pretty epic with Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that pick. How'd that?
You know, well, I started off in the group Escape in the 90s.
I remember.
Yeah, so it's like I've had a lot of friends in the business, and so I got a lot of good old pictures.
A lot of good throwback pics.
Yes, lots.
Yeah.
With some of our faves or the legends, you know.
Right.
So one of my favorite pics from back in the day, I guess, would be like I have a picture with Aaliyah and Foxy Brown back then, where we just chilling in a club or something. And I just feel like, nice. You know, being in the business as long as I have, you know, you never know what throwback pick might pop up.
That's great. 90s R&B was the best.
Yes.
The best. I'm a big fan of that. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Uh-oh.
Song you wish you had written.
Ooh. Oh. Gosh, my mind is going blank. Because, see, you know, I'm trying to think about what song probably has made the most.
Yeah,
money.
I know. I know you were.
The most airplay ever.
White Christmas, right? Or something like that.
Like a Christmas record that goes on and on and on forever.
That everyone covers.
Silent Night or something.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, they have to pay publishing forever.
Yeah. I like the way you think. What's number one on your DVR besides Real Housewives?
Walking Dead.
Okay.
I love Walking Dead, but you know, I'm a fan of many shows.
Okay.
Okay. That's my thing. That's what I like to do.
Good TV.
Yeah. I watch a lot of great television, but Walking Dead, I'm so happy they've just come back. You know,
do they shoot that out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
Sure. That's what I thought. Yeah. They shoot that out there in Atlanta. Cool. Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, I'll be sure. In like middle school, elementary school or something, I had his album and I used to wear it out. I was like such a fan.
I'll be sure off on your own, girl. He used to have a radio show.
Are you really?
Well, yeah, I'll be sure here in LA, because I remember I used to see him right there for like a hot minute. Word you hate the most.
Okay. Even though I find myself
guilty of saying it,
but when people are like, "Yes, bitch, yes," like I feel like it's gotten worn out.
It's still good though.
Yeah.
Especially if you deliver like that. That's classic. Yes, bitch. Time travel destination.
Ooh, time travel destination. I want to know what's happening in the future.
Okay.
And so I probably would go, I would definitely go forward to, what am I? I would say at least 40 years from now.
Yeah. See what the kids are up to.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And last one, Who do you cast to play you in your life story?
That is so funny. Because people are talking about doing an escape story right now.
Is that right?
Yes. I would say... my mind is... What's her name? Oh, my God. My mind is...
Are you about to Google
someone? She's got
to
Google it.
No. Kiki Palmer.
I love Kiki.
Yes.
That's my girl.
You just worked with her.
I worked with her at the Grease Live.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She can sing.
Yeah.
And she has this pretty smile. Yes. I feel like, you know, we have similar complexion. I feel like she would play me well.
I think she would too. That's great casting right there. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I love catching up with you. Say hi to your mama.
She seems
like a cool mom right there. Real Housewives of Atlanta airs Sundays on Bravo. You can follow her on Twitter @Candy. Thanks again.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.